Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 622, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing,
Ace? I'm doing great, and it's time to get to it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer so you can enjoy them responsibly while I'm watching your favorite teams play. Check them out.
I'm going to get your opinion on this. I'm going to skip scores again. We're going to talk stories this morning.
Okay.
LeBron James once very close to taking his talents to a football field. Los Angeles Lakers star says he almost tried out for the NFL during the NBA's 2011 lockout, and he's confident he would have caught on with the team. He said, I would have made the team. That's what James said, according to, it doesn't matter. I would have tried out, and I would have made the team. That's what he said. He doesn't say much more than that.
I would have done it. I would have tried out, and I would have made the team.
Well, I mean, LeBron, you are a freak athlete. Yes, you look like an NFL player. You really do. What do you think? Yeah, how do you think if LeBron James was in the NFL, how good do you think he would be?
I think he would have been average.
Average?
I mean, yeah. He's a big guy, but it's a completely different sport. Not saying I think he would have still been a good athlete, but at his size, what would he be? Probably like a tight end?
I think he played QB in high school. I'm pretty sure he played QB in high school. I want to say he did. I know he wouldn't play that in the NFL.
No. I don't know. I guess I've never seen him do anything football-esque, so it's hard. Right. It's hard to say. Like if I could see him out there, you know, run a couple routes or throw a couple footballs, maybe I'd have a better idea. But I don't know. I don't think he'd do that well. I think he'd be average. Listen to me talk. The guy's 6'9" and, you know, 280 pounds. I'm like, yeah, he'd be
just
all right.
Just a massive human being. It would be interesting. So, there you go. I thought I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah.
Moving on, baseball. All of the teams in Major League Baseball, the New York Mets have received more than twice as many bets, both in terms of the number of bets and the amount of money wagered than any other team in the World Series. Other teams getting a bunch of action include the Yankees, Padres, and Dodgers. So people betting on those four teams specifically.
Oh, already. So people are starting to get their bets in for who's going to win the World Series.
Absolutely.
God,
absolutely.
It seems so early to start making.
Bets for that.
Man.
It's like the first day of football. You know, the first game of football, everybody makes their Super Bowl bets. Do you know Pat McAfee got that right? Last year, September, I think it was like September 11th or September something. He called it. He's like Chiefs and Bucks,
yep.
Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, he called two of their games and he made the call. It's what Romo does, though. Dude, the guy knows the game so well. It never translated all that much on the field. I mean, he was still a really good quarterback, but he just never found the success, and maybe it was the team he was on.
What, Romo do it? I was talking about McAfee. McAfee called it.
Oh, I was Romo did it, too, in mine. Mm. That's what it is. Romo made the call, too. So when did McAfee call it?
He called it like the very first game. So the day before the first game, they always do their Super Bowl predictions. And I only know this because they re-uploaded it after the Super Bowl to like kind of rub it in, I guess.
Romo did it like week 12, so not as impressive. Still cool, but not as impressive.
Yeah, McAfee straight up beginning of the season. He waited up. He's like, Chiefs going back. They're going to try to, you know, repeat.
Yeah.
And then he just saw what was going on in Tampa, I guess.
To be honest, safe bet, though. I mean, you think about the Chiefs, who even this year, though, had a off year by means of how they played. I mean, still made a Super Bowl, everything like that. But they weren't crushing people like the year before. But that's kind of a safe bet because you can always put Brady in the mix. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They still would have gone far, probably. So
it was kind of a weird bet, though, too, because Brady was coming off a terrible season in New England and starting with a new team. But, yeah, there was a lot of momentum. You know a lot of people bet on, surprisingly? I mean, well, not surprisingly, but knowing what happened. The Cowboys. Everybody thought the Cowboys were going to go to this past Super Bowl.
Really?
In the beginning of the season. They're like, absolutely, Cowboys are going.
That is such a weird team to me right now because they had It really, honestly, you know where it all shifted is after that amazing year they had when both Prescott and Elliott were rookies, and they got all the way to the first game of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and the Packers mm-hmm. beat them. And ever since then, they haven't been able to really, claw back to it. It's like they've gotten progressively worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a crazy team because they threw some money at Dak too.
Yeah, ooh, finally. But
there's a lot of people, Cowboys fans, wanting to trade him as well.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
So there you go, man. I'm gonna stick with that for the first hour in sports. We got more coming up in the 7. So
good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
ARX, everything that rocks.
It's a great intro for sports.
Yeah. Ruining our morning.
Yes.
Terrible. Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur, you son of a bitch. Anyway, it's 7:23. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
The Plan B Morning Show. All right, yeah, now that we've ruined it for everybody, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light, Michelob, Ultra Organic Seltzer, so many other great products for you to enjoy. All right, what do you got?
Let's kick it off with the NCAA men's college basketball. Last night, Purdue beat Michigan State 75-65. Kent State over Western Michigan 76-69. Buffalo going to be at Eastern. That was postponed. Central and Ohio's postponed. Tonight, Clemson going to be at Notre Dame. No, they're not, because that's postponed. Everything's postponed now. It's ridiculous. I'm just going down the list. Postponed. Let's move on. NHL. Blackhawks going to be at Detroit tonight, 7:30. NBA last night, Pistons was postponed in San Antonio. Tonight, Detroit going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Pacers over in Minnesota playing the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. Here's a tennis story here for you this morning. During a quarterfinal match at the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic lost his temper, smashed his racket on the court in a fit of rage. Smashing a racket is one thing, but in his temper tantrum, he also put 3 dents in the court itself, caused a delay as the ball person had to sweep up the mess. Novak, who's 33 years old, is a professional. This sort of stuff shouldn't be happening anymore, and I think people are starting to complain a little bit. Like, dude, pony up, dude. You're going to have to start paying fines and, or something.
Do they do fines in tennis? I feel like they would.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they let them get away with a little bit of, the fit of rage.
I'll be honest, though. I'm not a huge tennis fan, but McEnroe, he made it fun to watch. So I don't mind seeing a guy get a little angry because tennis is a little stuffy.
Guy? I don't know that guy.
John McEnroe?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-mm.
Shut up. You know who McEnroe is.
No, what, he just beat people up in tennis or something?
No, he was a very fiery tennis player. He'd yell. He used to be, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
The guy yelling at the judge?
Legendary for his temper.
I remember that tantrum for sure.
Mm-hmm. There's a really good movie documentary. It's got Shia LaBeouf as McEnroe and then some other guy, and it's about McEnroe and Bjorn Morgan's anyway, the McEnroe, this young up-and-comer, hot temper, everyone's, on him about it and everything, because tennis is all hoity-toity and, and so everyone was always like, geez, this guy's, he's yelling at line judges, he's getting mad, throwing his mm-hmm. whatever, and then you got the guy, Bjorn Borgensen, I never can remember his name, he's won, mm-hmm. 7 tournaments, he can't be beat, he's the greatest in the world, and McEnroe comes in, the boy from the U.S. of A., and gives mm-hmm. him a run for his money,
kicks his ass, or what?
No, he loses. But, it's still, it was a good match and really close and everything, but that was, you got to be kidding me.
The
ball was on the line. McEnroe. Yeah.
They should let you fight in tennis like they do in hockey,
You should be able to hit each other with your tennis racket.
Maybe not that, but we'll meet at the net. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to beat you.
Could you imagine the first tennis fight? Somebody gets a little angry and they kind of look across. They're like...
Well, honestly, a lot of these guys, you just hit a tennis ball at someone 120 miles an hour, they'd be dead. Serena Williams, send a tennis ball through your dome, man. Christ.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I think I'm gonna wrap it up with that story. I like that. I got a couple more baseball stories, but I talked about them last hour.
No.
Honestly.
No.
Eh.
What's better, boring baseball stories or thinking about a tennis ball getting launched through someone's head?
Just a pink mist. Just a get your dome just rocked.
You imagine that? Just a 120 mile an hour tennis ball served right to the face. Like, you're dead. You're dead.
Maybe that's why they make those loud noises when they hit the ball, because the ball's coming in so fast.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Brock. And-